I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, we'll hear from Wayne Gretzky's ghost. But don't worry, he's not scary. But first, I'm joined by a somewhat under-the-weather Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
The New York Giants will face the New England Patriots in Super Bowl XLVI. This matchup has inspired Tom Brady to promise to, quote, play better, and ESPN to ponder whether Eli Manning is the best quarterback to ever play in New York / New Jersey. Would you like to weigh in on either of those matters?
Well, Brady can hardly play worse than he played against Baltimore. And unless you want to go back to Y.A. Till, I think you got a pretty good case, unless it's Phil Simms for Eli.
Kyle Williams of the San Francisco 49ers fumbled a couple of punts in the game that sent the Giants to the Super Bowl. Afterwards, two of the Giants said that they knew Williams had suffered 4 concussions and, quote, putting a hit on him was part of their game plan. Were you surprised to hear those guys admit that?
Yeah, except the odd thing about it is, of course, that there's no indication that had anything to do with his fumbles. The first one, the ball took a crazy bounce and hit him in the leg. And the second one, he was running full steam up the field, and the guy caught him from behind and knocked the ball away.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as though he appeared to be gun-shy.
Victoria Azarenka of Belarus has bested Maria Sharapova to take the Australian Open and her first major title. The Montreal Gazette called the match Shriekapalooza 2012 because of Sharapova's signature screams. She's hardly alone in screaming, but can we hope the new champion will perhaps be less loud?
Well, I'm sure there's a parade going on in Belarus right now.
I'm sure.
I think this is, you know, this is another indication of the kind of depth that we have in women's tennis now.
At the Open on Tuesday, Roger Federer won his 1,000th match. Too bad he couldn't stretch that number to 1,001.
Ran into the wrong guy. I mean, this is one of the great horses for courses rivalries of all time now. It's very difficult for him to get any traction against Rafa Nadal.
Novak Djokovic lasted through 5 sets and nearly 5 hours of play to beat Andy Murray in the other semifinal yesterday. He'll join Nadal in tomorrow's final. I wonder, after that 5-setter, will he have enough left to win again?
Well, I don't think he will, but then again, Nadal has got those knee problems. So I think, you know, you might get a better match than you think.
Prince Fielder, long the face of the Milwaukee Brewers, signed a $214 million contract to hit home runs for the Detroit Tigers this week. Does that seem to you a good 9-year investment?
It mystifies me a little bit because he's certainly not going to be an everyday on-the-field player for the entire 9 years. They've already got Miguel Cabrera. They've got Victor Martinez is injured, but he's still there. I'm not exactly sure what they needed this guy for.
Mr. Fielder's contract also includes bonus incentives, potentially worth even more millions, and the promise that he'll always be put up in a hotel suite when the team is on the road. I assume your contract offers the same amenities?
Yes, absolutely, and the Best Western has lovely suites.
Jorge Posada, who played 17 seasons all with the New York Yankees, announced his retirement this week. Only 4 other catchers have had as many as 1,500 hits, 350 doubles, 1,000 runs batted in. Johnny Bench, Gary Carter, Carlton Fisk, and Ivan Rodriguez. Posada kind of crept up on that select company quietly, didn't he?
Yes, he did, and he's also one of the terrific clutch hitters of his time. Red Sox fans will remember it was Posada who kept the rally going the year that Aaron Boone beat the Red Sox in the Game 7 of the ALCS. Posada's been a terrific player.
The NHL All-Star Game will transpire this weekend without the assistance of Alex Ovechkin, who said this week, "My heart is not there." Ovechkin is currently serving a 3-game suspension for his hit on Zbigniew McCalek of the Pittsburgh Penguins. The league says the suspension does not apply to the All-Star Game. Ovechkin says he thinks it should. What do you think?
It's a little bit of Pushkin from old Alex, isn't it? My heart is not there for the All-Star Game.
Elsewhere in hockey, Thunderbug. The beloved mascot of the Tampa Bay Lightning has lost her job. What was the nature of Thunderbug's transgression?
Oh, she silly stringed a very sensitive Bruins fan who got very upset with Thunderbug. It's always a sad day when you see a mascot lose their job. They're, you know, the unemployed mascot problem in the country is really quite something.
It is something. And, you know, I don't think you had to say sensitive Bruins fan because it occurs to me that there's no Bruins fan who isn't sensitive.
Yeah, plus, I wouldn't want to get silly stringed by a Thunderbug anyway.
The opening ceremony for the London 2012 Olympic Games will begin with the ringing of the largest bell in Europe, and it will include the participation of nurses and staff from Britain's National Health Service. Organizers say that they would like to capture the country's sense of humor, so they're off to a good start, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think there's no question that they'll be doing the dead parrot sketch at midfield, too.
And finally, Charlie, the Oscar nominations were announced this week, and one sports-related movie fared extremely well, Moneyball, based on Michael Lewis's book about the life and times of Oakland A's general manager Billy Beane, hauled in 6 nominations. So, does Moneyball get your vote?
No, it doesn't, because I thought it was a dark and joyless movie. But I do believe that Mark Mulder, Tim Hudson, Barry Zito, and Miguel Tejada should show up at the ceremonies and throw tomatoes at Aaron Sorkin, because their vital contributions to those Oakland teams are not even mentioned in that film.
Charlie Fierce writes about sports for Grantland, among other outlets. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.